Welcome to the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast, where entrepreneurs come to be educated, enlightened, and empowered for success in their business pursuits. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Darren Dallimore, your host, and I am thrilled that you've decided to join me for this episode of our podcast. For this episode, we are doing another segment of This Is Their Story. And I love these segments because we get to hear from other entrepreneurs. We get to hear their stories as a means to help motivate all of us as we learn and listen from them and their experiences. And for this episode, I'm excited to be joined by Gabby Rivera. She is the founder of On a Mission Fitness and Nutrition. Gabby, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Well, yeah, we're excited for you to be here as well. And as we've talked about a little bit before we jumped on this podcast, this segment is called This Is Their Story, because we want you to share your story. You're an entrepreneur, and we want you to share your experiences and your story with others in the hopes that what you have to say today will inspire someone, will motivate them to go out and start their business or get past the hump that they're currently facing in their business right now. And so let's start off with this, because we want to get to know a little bit about you, Gabby, and your business, On a Mission Fitness and Nutrition. I'm saying that right, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your business, what it is you do, how long you've been doing this, and give us some details.
Okay. So I have been on this journey for about 8 years. It has been a long and fun, if I can put fun in quotation marks, a journey of trying to find myself, figure out what I needed to do to be able to help my ideal client yet and still provide a financial stability for my family. So On a Mission Fitness Nutrition is an online fitness business. I deal with virtual clients. I have a few in-person clients still, but I went virtual in hopes to help more people. And I focus on helping moms gain back confidence, lose their baby weight, and just feel confident in their skin again post-baby so that they can live a healthier and happier life. And I've had a lot of success with all of my clients. I've helped hundreds of women across the country accomplish their goals. And so it's been a really, really fun experience. It wasn't always, you know, roses and sunshine, but I'm sure we can go into that. But it's been a lot of fun.
So just real quickly, where are you based out? I know you say you're virtual, but where are you based out of? Where do you do this out of?
So I live in Illinois in a small podunk town called Bethalto. Population like 3,000.
And you just do this out of your home, I'm assuming then?
I do a lot of things. I'm actually a full-time nutrition director for our local school district. When I started going virtual with my clients, it was because this is my passion. This is really what I strive to do and what I would like to continue to do on a full-time basis so I can help more people. This is actually my last year as a nutrition director, so I'll be able to put more time into my virtual clients.
Wow, that's exciting. Well, I appreciate you sharing a little bit about this business you've created and what you're doing there. And now, you know, the question that I always like to ask people, because everybody's story is a little different, is their motivation for starting their business. And so, Gabby, what was your motivation? What made you, what was the fire behind you to get going on this?
Well, I have a couple things. I had kids at a really young age, and so I kind of had to figure it out really quick what I was going to do. I was in school working full time and trying to figure out how my husband was in school, how we were going to, you know, provide for our family. When we moved here, we started out living in a basement and saving up money, trying to figure out how we were going to make ends meet, move out of the basement so we could have our own space. And I was done. I was splitting Taco Bell, driving through the drive-thru. You know, we were at that point in our life where we're like, something has to change. And so I want better for my kids. And my husband has now graduated school and is actually a police officer. And he's gone all the time. And so that's another thing that motivates me, is I would really like him home more. I would like him to go into maybe something federal, so which means he needs more schooling. So my goal is to be able to continue to produce this income so he can come home and go to school and then maybe maybe have another, like a normal job from, you know, like the normal hour, so that he's home for the holidays and he doesn't miss first practices or first birthdays or anniversaries.
So it sounds like your motivation is centered a lot around your family and just your family situation, wanting a husband home more, wanting more for your kids. And that's great. I think there are a lot of people that are listening that are probably feeling the same way. Maybe they're stuck in a dead end job or something, or they're just wanting something more. And so I appreciate you sharing that and that motivation behind what got you going and doing this. And so as you think about your journey, you said it took 8 years. Mm-hmm. It's been 8 years since you started this journey. What could you, as you think back, there's got to be something inspiring about your journey that others can learn from. What do you think that would be?
As a mom now, I know what it feels like to be burning at the end of both sticks. Like you're tired, you're exhausted, you're working for the man. You're basically getting, you know, giving time for money that is just enough to pay the bills. You're missing out on family time and you don't have anything extra to be able to, you know, go on vacations, take your kids to Disney World or whatever. And for me, it was super important. I've watched our journey as we've progressed through this. And the pivotal point for me is when my son, he was 3 at the time, and I was having to leave him home. Like my husband was home, but he was working nights. So I would have to leave him home while my husband was sleeping so that I could go to school, go train at the gym, come back, make sure that everything was okay, and then go back to work again. It was just the pivotal point for me to be like, okay, like this has to work. There's no other choice. And so I feel like when people are on this journey and they're figuring out like, what do I need to do? It's a matter of making the decision to do it and then following through on those action steps, because that's the only thing. I was the one that was in my way. Nobody else was.
Wow. Yeah. And I think we can all entrepreneurs to some extent can say that we kind of get in our own way of our own success because of just human nature maybe or something mm-hmm. like that. So no, I appreciate that. And you kind of shared some advice there about, you know, if you're going to do this, you got to make the decision. Is there any other advice that you would share with someone that is either wanting to start their business or currently has their business? What would you tell them?
Do it scared.
Do it scared. Okay. What do you mean?
Do it scared. The one thing that holds us back is fear. It is the one thing that will never let you accomplish your goals. And I've learned that the hard way. That's why it's taken me 8 years to get here. When you do things scared, you do things outside your comfort zone. It pushes you to be a better person, to be a better entrepreneur, to be a better just friend, wife, whatever you are. Like doing things scared is going to ensure that you're progressing. And when you're progressing, you're moving closer to your goal. If you're not progressing, then you're standing still and you're not going to accomplish whatever you're setting out to do.
Yeah. I think a lot of people feel that, you know, if you've heard of the comfort zone, you know, and yes. You put yourself in the comfort zone. And if you stay in that zone, you don't expand anywhere. You don't grow anywhere because you stay within that comfort zone. So your advice to people is do it scared. Get out of that comfort zone. Get out of what feels good and go do it.
Absolutely. And don't be naive, because even though you feel like you're doing something scary, if your business is in the same spot as it was 3 months ago, you're not doing enough. And that is a part of doing it scared. You have to do big, scary things to see the big, massive goals that you're wanting to achieve.
And so with that, I'm going to ask a follow-up question on that, if you don't mind, Gabby, because doing it scared, people are going to say, but I'm afraid of failure. I don't want to fail. How would you respond to that?
I failed for 8 years. I mean, that's the thing. You don't learn if you don't fail. Failing is the process of not like perfecting your, whatever your quality is or whatever you're pursuing. Failure is a process. If you're not failing, then you're not learning and you're not growing. And as a person, as a human being, as an entrepreneur, we are constantly having to be in this growth mindset. And if you're not growing and you're not failing, then you're not learning new techniques to be able to, you know, push your business forward. This is the one thing I've always been told is you have to do it scared, because if you're not scared, then you're not, like, you're just not doing enough.
Well, I love that. And that is so true. I mean, geez, thank you so much. And I'm hoping someone out there that's listening to this right now is like, okay, I'm scared, but I'm going now. I'm going to move. And so that is such great advice, Gabby. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Another question for you, another thing that I think is important that I want people to understand about others' journeys is their support system. What kind of support system that they had. And so tell us a little bit about your support system, what you had to help you along this journey, and also why it was so important to you.
Absolutely. So my husband is a very, very good support system, supports me in everything that I do, even if it's crazy or scary. He's always stood 100% behind and made me push harder towards my goals. So he's number one supporter. My family, of course, my mom is a big supporter, but I also, as a coach, I know how important it is to have a coach. And so I invested in myself and I got a coach as well. And she has helped me propel my business. And it's how I've become as successful as I am today, is because I have somebody to guide me, to make sure that I'm on the right path. And when I get into those moments of doubt or feeling like I'm not doing enough, I have that person there. No, you're right on track. Just keep moving forward, keep progressing. And that's the support I feel like is really necessary to go past your own mindset, because that's something that I feel like is really what holds us back, is we limit ourselves, we set boundaries. And so when you have somebody who sees your potential besides yourself, you push yourself a lot farther.
Okay. Well, no, that's great. And we encourage people to get support. And it sounds like you kind of had both. You said you got a coach, you invested in that for your business, and you had your family support with you as well. And maybe you kind of separated the two to say, I'm going to focus the business support here, but the family support was just that extra motivation to just keep you moving in the right direction.
Absolutely. I mean, because it's 24/7. There's long nights, early mornings. My husband has to help with the kids more than normal when I'm trying to get copy done, or if I'm preparing a webinar or whatever it is. And them understanding is a huge part of being able to be successful at this, because you can't be successful at something if you don't have a support system at home. It'll just be that barrier that kind of holds you back.
Yeah. So did you have to prep them and say, hey, this is what it's going to take, I need you to be on board, and here's why? Or was it just kind of as you went?
No, it was more of a, look, this is what it's going to take for me to get to where I want to go, for us as a family. And it was more of a, it was a prep. And every once in a while, there's a little reminder, hey, like, I've got a webinar due in like 2 weeks, just so you know, it's going to get a little crazy, just the little mm-hmm. things. And friends to do like proofreading and stuff is also very nice.
Yes. Well, yeah, no, and that's great. I love that. And I think, a lot of people sometimes they want to go out and start a business or be an entrepreneur, but they don't have that support at home. And if they don't, it's going to be very, very challenging. And so thank you for sharing what you have done and what you are currently still doing. Let's move on to another topic. Something you've talked about 8 years, this journey. And you said quotes and fun. And so I'm assuming you have had obstacles come up along the way. You've dealt with some challenges. If you can, maybe one or two that have really stuck out to you, what those obstacles were and what you learned from that experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Finances. Finances are a huge obstacle, I feel like, for a lot of people. Finances were an obstacle for me to grow my business. When I decided, for years, I had, I knew that I needed something like a coach or something to help like propel my business. I tried all the, I guess I don't want to say cheap ways, but they're the cheap ways to be able to grow your business. And nothing was working. And so when I finally decided to take that leap to invest in a coach, I had to figure out how I was going to afford a coach. I said yes, and then had to figure out. So I said yes on the phone, and then I had 24 hours to figure out how I was going to pay that coach to help me move forward. And so I sold stuff. Facebook Market is a wonderful place to be able to sell stuff on a dot to be able to, you know, get the finances that I need. And I feel like that was a huge barrier for me that I let control me for a really long time. Just because it was, I mean, it's just like what everybody deals with, you know, they're scared. And so when I said yes, I did it scared and I figured it out afterwards. Another barrier for me is that sticks out in my head would be just having to work from home or on the go. When I was in school, when I was working full time, it was like trying to figure out where I could fit time in to be able to grow my business. And so I was working in the car in between classes. So I would train in the early mornings. I would go to the gym, train in the early mornings. So I was waking up at like 4 o'clock in the morning, doing some of my coffee, going to the gym, training my clients, coming home, taking care of the kids, getting everybody to school, going to school myself, and then in between classes, working on more copy, catching up with clients. Then I was actually a grad assistant as well. So I worked after I went in class, and then I trained in the evening. And so it was literally finding pockets of time that I could work on myself. I didn't sleep. It wasn't really healthy. I still don't sleep, but hey, it is what it is. So I feel like those are the two things that really, I don't want to say held me back, because in the end, they're what pushed me forward. But the two things that stand out to me to help me, that have helped me get to where I am today.
Well, you know, wow, that's amazing. And as you were going through your schedule there, I was waiting for you to say, when does sleep come into this thing? When are you, but it sounds like it didn't. And so, wow. But let me ask you this question, because that sounds like a lot of sacrifices, a lot of things you had to do to make all of this work. I'm going to ask you a question. Was it worth it? Is it worth it?
Absolutely. The return that I see now is worth the 8 years of struggle. It's worth the not sleeping and the tears, because there's been lots of those too, of frustration and doubt and fear, and it's just a part of the journey. And when I look back now, I'm so grateful for those times, because they have made me who I am today. And they are what has defined my business, why I do what I do, and why I help the people I help, because I understand. Like, I know as a mother what I needed back then that I didn't have. And so for me, that is what drives me every day and fuels my fire, to know that the people that I'm helping, I was once there, and to see them come out of that fire is just so amazing.
Yeah. Well, and it sounds like the returns are more than just financial. It's other returns.
Yes.
It's seeing people achieve their goals as you help them. Mm-hmm. Wow. I love that. Thank you. That is, I appreciate you answering that question. And so let's turn it back here. I want to give you a chance to, you know, maybe talk a little bit more about your business, where people can find you, what they can do, you know, kind of the services, maybe how they sign up, what kind of offerings you're providing, those kind of different things, because we want to give you an opportunity. You've spent time sharing your story with us, and we want people to know where they can find you. There's mothers out there that are listening to this that were probably like, I need Gabby. I need Gabby right now.
I would love that. Well, I appreciate you for, you know, speaking with me today. So I do a lot of my marketing on social media. So people can find me on Instagram at Food and Fitness Mama, or they can find me on Facebook under Gabby Marie Rivera. That is where I do a lot of my marketing. Where you'll see my ads come across. I have a website, but it's still in the working. I feel like I reach more people via social media. So that's where my platform is.
So are these like monthly subscriptions? Is this the pay as you go? How does that work?
No. So I have a couple different programs. I run a 21-day challenge every 3 months. I'm actually getting ready to do a free 5-day nutrition reset starting January 4th. And then that's going to be followed by a 6-week bold program. So that's really focused on, it's a lead in into my 12-week, which is what I do the most of, but it's kind of gets you out of your comfort zone based on your body. So we work a lot on mindset. We work a lot on functional movements. But most of my programs, the foundation is all about, you know, building up that confidence, getting those negative thoughts out of our head. And we journal a lot. And then just speaking affirmations to ourselves on a daily basis so that we can really be the women that we were designed to be.
Awesome. And we will have all of the links that you mentioned, your Instagram, your Facebook. We'll put those in the podcast show notes for everyone. So if you're driving and you're going, crap, I need to write that down. Don't worry. When you get a chance, pull over, do whatever. We will have all of Gabby's information in our podcast show notes so that you can go and find out more about her. Check her out. I'm on her Instagram page right now. It looks awesome. I can tell you put a lot into this, and this is something that that speaks from your heart and what you want to accomplish. And so that's great. Gabby, we've got a little bit of time left here. Is there anything else you'd like to share? Anything else you want to pass on before we end this wonderful interview?
Maybe one thing. When I decided that it was time for me to kind of run with my ideas, it was the time that I decided that I was enough and that I could do whatever I set my mind to and that there were no limitations, that I was the only limitation that was holding me back. So if you're feeling today like you've been had this idea that you want to create this business and you have such good ideas to make this really explode, do it, because you are enough and you have the capability and you can make your dreams come true. You just have to do it and do it scared.
Awesome. I think that's a great place to end. So Gabby, thank you so much. And again, it's Gabby Rivera, and it's On a Mission Fitness and Nutrition. That's her business. Her Instagram is Food and Fitness Mama. I love that. And so we'll have the Facebook link as well for everyone. So Gabby, thank you so much. This has been wonderful. I appreciate you joining us today.
Yes. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate you as well.
I hope you all enjoyed this interview I had with Gabby Rivera. I know I did, and I hope you each got some motivation from it, some tips, some things that you're going to apply in your business journey. A lot of things that she shared just resonated with me. For instance, when she talked about family being her motivation for starting her business, that was a big motivation for me. And then that concept that she shared, doing things scared, do it scared is what she said. And it just, man, that hit me hard, because it seems like that's what we're all doing as an entrepreneur. We're kind of facing our fears. We're doing things we don't maybe fully understand. We're taking leaps into things we don't fully get yet. And so doing it scared is a concept that I think we all need to embrace. And I appreciate Gabby sharing that. And you can tell from what she shared in her interview that she did. She did a lot of things scared. You know, hiring a coach and then realizing she had to find the money to figure out how to pay for that coach. I mean, talk about just taking the leap and doing it scared. And so again, I appreciate Gabby for all that she shared. And if you want to check out more about her, again, we have all of her links to her social media pages and everything else in our podcast show notes. So make sure you check that out. Check out Gabby and what she's doing. Before we end this episode, I just want to ask a question, and it's this question. Are you ready to face your fears? Are you ready to take that leap and start your own business? Or if you're listening and that's you, are you ready to make that happen? Because if you are, we have something for you. We have a course. It's called the Business Startup Blueprint. It's a course that's going to help you start your business off on the right foundation. And the nice thing about it is we have a free training as part of this course. You can go check that free training out at startupempowered.com. It's all free. Go check it out. That training will walk you through how to get your business set up, to get your plan in place, to get things ready to go so that you can take that next step. And what's cool, another really neat thing about this, we are actually going to go live on February 15th and go through this training live as far as starting up your business, getting your plan in place. By the end of the 5 days of this free training that we're going to go live on February 15th, you're going to have a plan in place. You're going to have your foundation. You're going to be ready to start your business. And so if you want to learn more about that, go onto our social media pages at Ascent 101. You can find us on Instagram. You can find us on Facebook. And send us a DM, and we will let you know more about the details and where you can go sign up and get a part of, be a part of the group that's going to have this life training shared with them. And so go check that out. Again, everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this episode of our podcast. As I mentioned before, you can find out more about us on Facebook and Instagram, as well as check out our website, ascent101.com. As always, feel free to reach out to us with any questions you may have. Send us a direct message. If there's something you want to hear on this podcast, please let us know. We'd love to answer our listeners' questions. In addition, if you like this podcast, please be sure to leave us a review, leave us some comments. We'd really like to hear about how we're doing on this podcast. And also be sure to share it with others. You know, share this podcast. We want to share the love with everybody that you think can benefit from this podcast. Well, everyone, until next time, I want to wish you all the success possible in your entrepreneurial journey.